Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 10th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. OpenAI chip financing strain. When software judges workers. Whisper Flow expands in India. NVIDIA commits $40 billion. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. OpenAI's plan for a custom AI chip is facing financing trouble. The first phase with Broadcom costs about $18 billion, and Broadcom will only fund production if Microsoft agrees to buy roughly 40% of the chips. Microsoft has not committed. OpenAI called that dependence financially unattractive, but is proceeding. Nexus aims for 10 gigawatts and could cost up to $180 billion. The first chip, Jalapeno, is expected in 2027 and is meant to run models more efficiently than NVIDIA's chips. SoftBank cut a planned loan backed by OpenAI shares from $10 billion to $6 billion because lenders cannot value a private company. Companies are using emotion recognition AI at work to read faces, voices, and chats. The Atlantic report by Ellen Cushing recounts Morphcast, labeling her amused, determined, sometimes impatient, and traces wider adoption. MetLife monitors call tone and Burger King tests Patty. Scientists question the field. Paul Ekman's model is contested, and Lisa Feldman Barrett says facial expressions lack fixed meaning. Reported harms include United Health staff penalized for inactivity and an ACLU claim that HireVue and Intuit disadvantaged a deaf employee. The EU bans workplace emotion AI under the AI Act, yet the market may reach $9 billion by 2030. Cushing warns of a future where workers perform for machines.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy. But does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Whisper Flow says India is its fastest growing market and has prioritized Hinglish, local hires, and lower prices to turn common voice habits into broader use. The startup launched a Hinglish beta and an Android app and is second after the United States. Downloads topped 2.5 million, with India at 14% of installs, but only around 2% of in-app revenue. Growth rose from 60% to about 100% month over month after a local push. The firm plans more languages, aims to grow to around 30 employees in India, and set annual pricing at 320 rupees monthly while targeting 10 to 20 rupees. NVIDIA committed more than $40 billion to equity investments in AI companies in early 2026, per CNBC. Much of that total is a single $30 billion investment in OpenAI. NVIDIA disclosed 7 multi-billion dollar stakes, most recently up to $3.2 billion in Corning and up to $2.1 billion in iREN. It did 67 venture deals in 2025 and has joined around two dozen private rounds in 2026. Critics call some moves circular. Wedbush analyst Matthew Bryson said they fall squarely into the circular investment theme, but could help build a competitive moat if successful.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.